Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins, and we're coming to you live from Star, North Carolina tonight. And I want to share a lot of stuff with you tonight on the national conference call for Amazing Grape. I've been talking about several problems that people have as far as health problems, and especially diabetes in the last few weeks. It's just so much stuff to cover with diabetes, and we are really, really excited about the information that we research that we have dug up from several different sources that indicate to us that diabetes is really more of a metabolic problem than it is a sugar problem. Obviously, you've heard so many stories about sugar being the problem with diabetes, and we're finding out that it's not the problem. Actually, if you metabolize your food better, and if you learn to gradually look into better ways of eating and exercising and doing things like that, it's going to make a huge difference in your health anyway. And we have a renowned doctor over in the Wake Forest area that has reversed diabetes in a great number of his cases. And we feel like that there's some other things that we can do in the future and work toward making a lot better situation with that. But tonight, I want to focus a little bit on some of the things that are out there that you will confront as distributors, and also some attitudes and some things that I think will make a big difference for all of us. One of the things that I picked up on is I get different kind of information thrown at me all the time. We've got several doctors now that are bringing me information. And also, the stuff that you get out there in the general public. I got a thing in a paper the other day, and it listed a number of the drugs that the company wants you to go over in Canada and purchase your drugs. And the drug charges that are normally retail prices for drugs are really kind of staggering. What the insurance companies and what the drug companies have kind of conspired together to charge the American public. I have had reports come to me that a great number of the drugs that people get in the United States from a name brand manufacturer are actually manufactured overseas in South America, Central America, and other places as well, China, places like that. And when they bring them into this country, they mark them up anywhere from 700 to 70,000%. And, I mean, some of these are staggering, the amounts of money that they charge when they actually had it manufactured in an overseas place themselves. But whenever that the powers that be bring it out on the TV and on your local news, they say, oh, it's really bad for you to buy that stuff from Canada or Mexico or other places out of the country because we just really don't know the quality control of it. And we've even had them to show pictures of companies in these out-of-the-way places that were actually producing bogus drugs, in which there are some bogus stuff out there. There's some trash out there across the world, just like there is meth labs in every state. I forget, it was a couple, 300 meth labs that were destroyed in North Carolina last year. And so there are a number of illegal operations. There's people in their backyard doing stuff that is wrong. But even the drug companies and the charges, I just wanted to mention a few of these and let you see the comparison with them and with what they're claiming they will sell them to you over the border into Canada. And then think about that even in terms of the natural things that we can present to people with a product like Amazing Grape. Here's a number of name brand drugs that you hear a lot about on the TV every day. One of them is Plavix, which is a blood thinner. And the regular price, the retail price, is $585 for a month's supply. And you can buy it from Canada for $99 a month. In a generic equivalent. There is one that I guess a lot of people likes this one. It's Viagra. $347 retail price for 16 capsules or tablets, and you can buy it for $69.96 in Canada. There is Symbicort, there's Celebrex, Spirevia. Spirevia is for COPD. $782 regular price for a month's supply. And you can purchase it for only $154.98 in Canada. There's Zetia, which is getting into the statin drugs for cholesterol, $431 for a month's supply as retail price. Nexium is for indigestion, heartburn, that sort of thing, $561 if the retail price of it. And, of course, you can buy it for just under $100, $94.98 if you buy it out of Canada. Cymbalta, $542 retail price, and you can buy it for $134.96. Here's Intacort, and I'm not sure exactly what Intacort does. It is a 90-capsule supply. Retail price, $1,706. And you can buy $89.96 if you buy it out of the country. Lipitor, which is used widely for statin drugs. There's millions of people on Lipitor right now. And the regular retail price is $490 a month for a supply. And you can buy that for $99 out of the country. Here's also Cymbalta, $562. Flomax is a blood pressure medicine regulator, $438. Crestor, $447, another statin drug. And Actos is a big diabetic drug. It's actually, we're seeing ads on TV of how it's lawsuits against it now and what terrible side effects it has for diabetics. It's $800 retail price for a month's supply, and you can get it for only $104.96 if you buy it out of the country. And they'll ship it right in to you, wouldn't they? Now, if you look at all these, the generic price, as I have outlined here, is about $100 for all of these terrible drugs, and every one of them have terrible side effects. And yet, we're presenting a natural product that helps with cholesterol. It helps with blood sugar levels, and it helps with pain. It helps to eliminate the problem with pain, which is inflammation in the body, and so many more things that we are finding and getting results and getting testimonies from all over the country about the benefits of the muscadine grape. We have a tremendous amount of research that has went on since 2003, as you all have heard me outline in the calls before, that the researchers at the University of Georgia have done a tremendous amount of research, and they're actually working with the USDA to do further research. The National Institutes of Health has done a lot of research, and the University of Kentucky did a study in which they said that the grape seed actually killed leukemia cells. And you think about the people across the country that can benefit from natural nutrition that has absolutely no side effects other than good health. We find no toxicity, according to the doctors at a major medical university in their testing. They did more with the arteries than they had been able to do with drugs ever. The best thing they could do with drugs is open up the arteries 1% to 2% with the muscadine grape seed product. They opened the arteries almost 5%, 4.66%, I think it was. And so tremendous difference in benefits, but think about that one bottle of Amazing Grape can do as much or more in a lot of cases than it certainly fights cholesterol. It actually helps a lot of people with breathing problems. Had people tell me that they took it for 3 days, and they just noticed a huge difference in their breathing and their lung function. And I've had people with congestive heart failure. I've had people with diabetes problems, with sores on their legs and things like that that got better. And so we find so many wonderful benefits, not to mention all of the benefits of anti-cancer from the ellagic acid that's in the product. And yet our price is $33 retail, and here we have drugs that are listing for $4, $5, $7, $8, even $1,700 for a month's supply of drugs. People, this is tremendous information for you to be able to share with other people regarding the difference in natural nutrition and what you can find with drugs. Now, you'll have critics say, well, drugs are so much more effective. They work faster and they do such a better job. I question the long-term benefits of that because most of those drugs have such terrible side effects that sometimes and quite often, and even in my ministry in the past, I've actually buried people where that the drug overtaken them. They built up in their system. Had a number of people that the drugs would build up in their system and they would have to go to the doctor, go to the hospital every once in a while and let them flush some of them out of them. And I've had a lot of people that it would build up in their system and actually kill them. And then we had to bury them. And so, you know, that's a pretty fatal situation. I've had a number of reports in the past of the doctors saying about natural products that their patients actually experienced a headache or experienced a little nausea. And so they didn't know whether they were really tested well enough or if this was good for people. Well, those of us in the herbal industry have known for hundreds of years, and we have read after the people who have studied it and worked with it, that when you take natural nutrition into your body, a lot of times you're going to do a little bit of detoxing. It's going to start trying to get those poisonous drugs out of your system, or it's going to try to push out the toxins and the things that are harming your body, the pollution and the things that are in there. It's going to try to push those out of the body. And sometimes you're going to experience a little bit of nausea. You're going to have a little flushed feeling or a headache. And all of these things are just normal symptoms of detoxing. And this is what God intended. Whenever that you take herbs into your body, it pushes the bad stuff out of your body and helps the body to regain a normalcy or homeostasis. And that's what the doctors say when you really get to where that you're in a good state of health. You're at a point of normalcy. Well, this is some good information for you to share with people, to keep in your realm of studies and everything, to let people know that this is a very economical way to nourish your cells. And we put a little slogan together now that we're putting out that says something to that effect, that, you know, wouldn't it really be wonderful if we could nourish ourselves, if we could do all these things with just one product. And what we're looking at is two 650 milligram capsules daily of muscadine seed and skin. We feel like the Amazing Great product is a great product to promote for that. May provide you with the most economical way to nourish your cells. This is in the form that you'll find on your website under forms, and it's called the Muscadine is an Amazing Grape. We've revised that recently, and we put a statement on the bottom of it that says, wouldn't it be great to build your immune system, help reduce cholesterol, help balance blood sugar levels, provide antioxidant protection against free radicals, slow down aging, and fight against cancer with only one product? We feel like that's a very powerful statement. That's a tremendous amount of information for you to pass on to your friends and with people that you talk to about Amazing Grape. And we hope that that will help you in letting them understand the difference in it. I want to make one more little mention while I'm on that about the difference in price with other companies. Now, people will tell you that they saw something in the health food store, and they noticed it was a grapeseed product. Well, most all the health food stores I've checked, and I've checked a lot even up in Virginia and all over North Carolina, the central part of North Carolina, and the vinifera grape or the bunch grape, the cluster grape, can be found in your health food store in 100 milligrams, and it is usually about $29.95. They have 50 milligrams in there for about $18.95. And yet that's 100 milligrams of the grapeseed extract from the vinifera grape, and we have got research and reports from the labs, from Brunswick Labs and from a number of labs, that show that the muscadine grape has 44 times as much resveratrol in it as the red wine grape or the vinifera grape. And then we put 650 milligrams of pure muscadine in a capsule, and we put 60 capsules in a bottle. So you're getting a lot more grapeseed, a lot better for your money, with a $33 retail price on the muscadine grape. Now, I've had people to call me and say, well, you know, there's a mail order company that I can purchase this stuff, and if you buy one, you get two free, or buy two, you get three free. And they think, wow, this is a great price. Well, if you just do a little simple logical comparison, you'll find that whenever that you buy one, get one free, and things like that, that they end up being about $5 a bottle for their product. So I asked them, well, how many milligrams is in that capsule? And I said, is there any fillers in it? Oh, no, this company says they don't put any fillers in there. Well, there was 60 milligrams of grapeseed in the capsule. And I said, well, the capsule will hold about 650 milligrams. So if there's only 60 milligrams of grapeseed, there must be something else in there to fill up the capsule. That's pretty logical to me. Well, if it's 60 milligrams in there, then it would obviously take 6 times 10, it would actually almost 11 bottles at 60 milligrams to get the same amount, the 650 milligrams, of muscadine, which the ones where it had 60 milligrams in it was a vinifera grape, and it was obvious in their ad. Well, so that it's going to be much, much less powerful than the muscadine anyway, but if you paid $5 a bottle for 11 bottles just to get the price side of it, you'd be paying $55 to get the same amount of milligrams as you get in one bottle of muscadine of amazing grape. And whenever that you consider that the vinifera grape is much less quality than the muscadine, then you've got a huge difference in it. So when I made that comparison, they said, oh, you know, that's a lot of difference. Well, sure. If you're going to pay $55 to get the same amount of milligrams, and you're going to have to take 11 bottles compared to one bottle of Amazing Grape, it's quite a comparison. This is something you can share with people in the future. And then I want to look at just a little bit here. Let's take just a few minutes and talk about the power of succeeding in multi-level marketing and the power of what this compound and what this product purchase and what the marketing plan that we have with Amazing Grape, what it does for people. Now, a lot of people think of it as being a very small marketing plan whenever that we only require that you purchase one unit of product a month, and you know, you think at $33, you're not going to get a huge commission off that, but then in the same time, you're not building a huge business right to start with. But I want you to look at a little thing called compounding. I like to give a little reference to network marketing and what the I put together a little paper on it some time back, several years ago, because I've been in this industry now for 35 years. And one of the things that I said was, are you serious about making $100,000 a year? Well, a lot of people says, well, with only those small commissions, that doesn't seem like a very good plan. It seems like that it's kind of simple. Well, let's look at what a reasonable commitment would do for anybody who looks at this from a standpoint of those small commissions. First of all, there is the idea of commitment, and many of you that have been in network marketing have heard of J. Paul Getty. He was one of the most world's successful entrepreneurs, and he said he would rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 men than to have 100% of the efforts of one man, because nobody can give 100%. Any human being has got to rest. They've got to do other things. They've got other things in their life. And so what his strategy was is just get a little pinch, a little bit of the efforts of a lot of people. And that's what you're looking at here with true network marketing. It is the single most powerful way to build a lasting residual income. I've made some examples over the years about the difference between network marketing, which some people frown on, some people think it's a pyramid scheme, some people think that it's gimmicks, and you know, they just don't see the idea that the advertising money that is spent on conventional sales could be given to the middleman, which would be you, in network marketing. Now, they don't think about the great markups that are located with the regular retail sales in this country as well. I used to be in a printing business all the time, and I printed the price list for the furniture industry in the furniture capital of the world, the High Point furniture market. And let's look at a conventional example here, such as furniture. A table that costs $100 to produce must go through so many middlemen before ending up in your dining room. The manufacturer doubles the price. We printed these from the manufacturer. Then the warehouser and distributor doubles the price. The manufacturer's rep or wholesaler doubles the price. Then the retail store buys it and doubles the price. And that $100 table that it costs to produce it is now sitting in the showroom for anywhere from $1,600 to $1,995 or more. And if you've shopped for furniture, you'll see complete dining room sets for $5,995 or $7,999. And yet, to produce it only cost a few hundred dollars. But they took it and everybody doubled their price all the way through. And I printed the price list for these people. And I saw how they doubled the price all the way through. And so a $6,000 dining room set may have only cost a few hundred dollars to produce. But it went through so many middlemen, and every one of them doubled the price. Now, you think about that, and you think about network marketing. You're already doing network marketing every day. If you see a real good buy on something at a store, department store, wherever, discount store, you tell your friends about it, and they go down there and get them some of it. If you go to a movie or if you hear about something or another that's a great buy, you tell everybody else about it, especially restaurants. People love to tell people, oh, I just went over and just really enjoyed going to this restaurant, and their friends go over there. Well, you're actually doing true network marketing when you're doing that, but guess what? The restaurant, the theater, the grocery store, the discount store, they don't give you anything for referring people to them. They appreciate you referring and telling people and friends about their business, but they don't give you anything for doing it. So you have to look at these things and the amount of money that they actually are making off of your efforts and the great amount of markup that's involved in retail sales. And you have to say, well, you know, who's really gouging who? And whenever that you think of network marketing, if you would refer people to something that you liked, such as the Amazing Great product, and if you receive on a very small referral commission for doing that, you think, well, that's not too much of a commission. But then if you get a little small referral commission off of everybody they refer, and you get a small commission off of everybody they refer, there's very small commissions in there, but in a little while, that can turn into a tremendous income, and it's coming to you via the simple little thing of compounding. Heard this fellow talking about compounding interest the other day on the TV, and he said, those people who understand compounding get it. Those people who don't understand compounding pay it. And so that's quite the difference when you're talking about your money on savings at the bank. Compound interest is what has built the banking system, because in very small interest, as it grows and continues to compound, can make a huge amount of money. Now, when you think of this We think that you can look at this and you can truly believe that helping others learn about life-changing products is a worthy vocation, and making a small token profit from each sale is a reasonable marketing solution which can compound into a very large income for you. One of the examples that I've used over the years, and perhaps several of you have heard of this, some of you may not have, but it's the little thing of compounding a penny. We use the example of you working on a job. What if your boss told you that he'd pay you $100,000 for a month's work, or he'd pay you a penny and he'd double it each day for 30 days? Same amount of time. He'd give you $100,000 for a month's work, or he'll take a penny the first day and he'll double it each day for 30 days. Which one would you take? A lot of people, when I ask them that question, they say, oh, wow, $100,000 for a month's work. Sure, that would be great. I'd take that. Well, if you sit down and take it and put it out on paper and come down and add it up, the first day you get a penny. The second day you double it, you get 2 cents. The third day, 4 cents. Next day, 8 cents. And you keep going like that, and you go for most of the month. You go till about the 15th of the month. You've only got up to $163.84 for your day's work. On the 16th, that doubles to $327, and then it starts to grow. But see, it's almost half of the month that you're hardly getting anything. You're getting $32.64, $1.28 a day, and it just keeps growing in very small amounts, but then it starts to grow faster. And when you get up to the 22nd day, you're making $20,000 for that day. And then when you get up to the 26th day, you're making $335,000. And when you get up to the 30th day, it is actually compounded and grown to over $5 million. Now, when you add up each one of those days previous, and the last five are the real kickers, that's where you really begin to see the benefits of all of it, then all of those days put together, which back there for 20 days you was only making a very, very small amount, if you add all of them together at the end of 30 days, it's over $10 million. Now, this is a huge example of what compounding can do and what the difference is when you look at it from those very small commissions and see how that they grow over time. This is why that we like for people to look at network marketing, especially the simple plan that we've set out for Amazing Grape, and look at it from a standpoint of compounding and grow this thing wide. We want you to consider growing it wide. Get several people on your front line, and you're only going to have four on there that's going to fall as in the matrix with a 4x7 matrix, but we want you to get several people that are personally sponsored under you. And then you can look at this and you can realize what I've been told many times in network marketing. Success is the realization of a worthwhile goal. And I like to listen to old Zig Ziglar. I've listened to him. I saw him in person several times and listened to him talk. He's a great motivational speaker. But he has a lot of common sense things in what he says. And, of course, he's just an old country boy from Yazoo City, Mississippi. And he's told some very quaint stories over the years of how people have succeeded against all odds. They had tremendous odds against them, and yet they succeeded in business because they persevered. They just wouldn't give up. They just kept going and kept working at it. And Zig Ziglar made a statement about network marketing, and he outlined it like this. He said, "Network marketing is having ordinary people to be able to do extraordinary things." And I have heard stories. I grew up listening to Amway tapes. Yes, Amway was a great company. It still is a good company. They do billions of dollars of business every year. But when they started out, they was small, and they had a lot of problems when they started out. They've had a lot of lawsuits against them. But they kept working at it and trying to perfect it and grow it and build it, and now it's a multi-billion-dollar business. But a lot of the Amway tapes, a lot of the people that I listen to their stories, they started out very small. they started out really working hard, doing a lot of meetings, doing everything, and talking to a lot of people, and it just didn't seem like they were getting anywhere. And after a while, through perseverance, through commitment and building their business, I've had a lot of them to tell me on these tapes, and I've actually talked to a lot of people, and I've listened to a lot of them stories, that after a while, it began to all fall in place, and then it began to grow for them, and it grew exponentially. The relationships that they developed over the years, and so many of the people that were in Amway that are successful diamonds that make huge incomes, those people, whenever they started out, either the husband or the wife didn't want anything to do with that stuff. They just hated it. They just heard so much about networking, and they didn't want anything to do with it. Well, maybe the wife would continue just working hard and talking to people, and when she got up to where she was making a pretty sizable income, then the husband would come around, and he'd say, maybe there is something to this. And first thing you know, they start working together on things, and one of them comes out of the shadows where they were kind of an introvert. They didn't want to get out and talk to people. And first thing you know, they're both up on stage, and their whole life has blossomed into a beautiful thing. And quite often it was the other way around. The wife didn't want anything to do with it, and the husband would just keep on persevering. And after a while, he would build a very successful business. There was an accountant down in the Charlotte area, and he said that he devoted 8 hours a day to his accounting business, and he decided if he was going to build a network marketing business, he needed to think about converting, you know, and giving it some commitment and giving it enough time each week. And he said when he began to do that, it began to grow, and it grew into a very successful business. He was a double diamond with Amway. Another gentleman that I remember his story, he built relationships over the country and kept working with them and building them, and after a while, it paid off in big time for him. I had a man that had listened to his story, and he had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars going to school and getting to be an optometrist. And he opened a shop, and his dad-in-law helped him, and they put a lot of money behind it, and he worked it for a couple of years. And he couldn't make enough money at his shop. He didn't have enough of eyeglass customers, and so they went out of business. He invested $35 in getting a kit to start his Amway business, and his father-in-law told him that he didn't think that was a very good investment after he'd spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in a business that failed. But he didn't think $35 was very successful. And after a while, he began to build the business, and he built it into a double diamond business, and he was a millionaire working his Amway business. So commitment and seeing the power of compounding and what you've got here with a tremendous product that you can share with people everywhere is what we'd like for you to do. And we think that if you begin to build from that standpoint and build the width in there, that's what we want everybody in the organization, and we're beginning to expand with meetings. We're going to be telling you more about those in just a little while, some regional meetings over the country. We're going to be spreading out and bringing this word out to America. We want all of you to help us. We've now got distributors in most of the states of the United States, and we want to expand from that. And we're looking for a big year for 2013. Cold and snowy and everything right now, but we're looking forward to a bright spring and a lot of exciting things that we're going to be bringing to you. We have a lot of people talking to us about the new products that they're interested in, and we're trying to work with the chemist and the people on formulating things, and we hope we got a lot of new things that we're going to be bringing to you all before very long. A lot of stuff here. It's all exciting, and we have a lot of things to share with you. We'll be sharing with them more, and I see our time is coming gone again. And so I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. I hope you'll take all of this to heart and take it out there and share it with people and have a very successful week with Amazing Great. And so until next week, I'll bid you all a good evening and appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. Thank you so much and good night.
Thank you.